Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Welcome all of you here this evening for this evening Bible study. My name is Pastor Teddy Santos from Baltimore Christian Faith Center. What a pleasure and honor to share the word of the Lord with you this evening. And thank you so much for tuning in. We've had so far a wonderful day, and it's going to end on a wonderful note. Being in the house of God, worshiping and praising Him, because He deserves all the honor and all the glory and all of the praise. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. I would like to start right away with this evening Bible study, so let's go ahead and proceed with a word of prayer. Let us pray. Lord, we welcome Your Holy Spirit here this evening. Lord, we welcome Your presence, Lord, here in our midst. And now, Lord, I extend this welcome and this peace to everyone right now, Lord, that's watching this right now. And I pray, Lord, that Your Holy Spirit will touch the lives of every single person that's watching this program right now. Whether it's today or any time after right now, I pray, Lord, that Your Holy Spirit will speak to them directly in Jesus' name. Be glorified, Lord, this evening. Your name alone, Lord, be magnified. Receive all the honor and glory and praise. May Your people, Lord, hear and see You and not me. And it is in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise God.
Praise God.
So last week, I spoke about godly thanksgiving. Do you remember? Or I should say thankfulness, godly thankfulness. And what is it like to be thankful in a godly manner? We went through the different steps and different scriptures and certain examples. And this evening, I would like to continue the topic of thankfulness. Now, my very first question this evening for all of us is this. Do you consider thankfulness a spiritual sacrifice? Did you ever look at thankfulness as a form of sacrifice? We're going to talk about that this evening. I see a lot of noddings and shaking, some people a little bit uneasy, and a lot of people don't think about it as a form of sacrifice. Is thankfulness offered as a spiritual sacrifice? And I want to dive into the Word of God right away. And a lot of the verses that I'm going to use, at least for the beginning here, is going to come from the book of Psalms. We're going to look at several verses in the book of Psalms that's going to speak about what I'm going to be sharing this evening. The very first one on the list is Psalms 107, verses 21 and 22. May I have that, please? The Word of God says, "Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men." Then verses 22 says, "Let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare His works with rejoicing." Amen? The psalmist right now calls for you and I, calls for men and women to praise the Lord for His goodness, to praise the Lord for His wonderful works in your life, in your family's life, your personal life, your business life. Give thanks to the Lord. And the gift of His Son is a special cause for sacrifices of thanksgiving and for all that He has done for you and I. From praises, from songs, for joyous acts. This is just a starter verse right now that I'm going to show you right now, but there are several verses in the book of Psalm that speaks about praising and thankfulness as being a form of sacrifice. The next verse that I want to show you right now is now moving forward to Psalms 116, verses 17, that says this: I will offer to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
How about that? When we stop and we think about spiritual sacrifices, what exactly do we think of? What do we see? What is a spiritual sacrifice in a form of a thanksgiving? Now, several things might come to mind. There are several things that potentially you might think about. I said, okay, I'm going to do some sort of fasting. I'm going to potentially spend some time, dedicated time, to praise the Lord. And that time, really, I should be working, making money, or whatever the case might be, cleaning the house, getting caught up with work, working in the yard, working in the projects. Whatever the case might be, there are several things that come to mind. But ultimately, this verse right now is associating thanksgiving with a sacrifice. Now, may I please have chapter 50 of Psalms, verses 14. Offer to God thanksgiving and pay your vows to the Most High. How about that? You see what the Lord wants? You see what type of offering right now this particular psalmist is using? It is offering praise to God that is true worship that glorifies the name of the Lord. The Bible says that the Lord dwells amongst his praises, right? He dwells amongst the praises of the saints. And right now the word of the Lord says, offer to God thanksgiving. Amen?
Amen.
Now, I want to show you right now the very next verse, and you can put them together, verses 14 and 15 of Psalms 50. May I have that, please? Once again, from starting in verses 14, it says, offer to God thanksgiving and pay your vows to the Most High. Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me. Amen. Here's the importance right now of praising God, offering him praise, offering him thanksgiving at all times. Because believe me when I say, we need the Lord Jesus in our lives. In every second of our lives, we need him. And the Lord is there for us. But we must always remember to give him praise. Give him the glory where glory is due. We're going to run through some verses right now, all in the book of Psalms. May I have now Psalms chapter 50, verses 23. Whoever offers praise glorifies me, and to him who orders his conduct aright, I will show the salvation of my God. All these verses have something in common, and that is offering praise to the Lord God Almighty. Praises towards every single thing. Psalms 40, verses 6 says this: sacrifice and offering you did not desire. My ears you have opened. Burnt offerings and sin offerings you did not require. Now see, when you put all these verses together, I just showed you a lot of verses that speaks about thanksgiving, about praise. But I purposely added this one right now at the very end that says offering sacrifices. Sacrifices and offerings you did not desire. Which speaks of several things right now. First of all, what the Lord wants is something from the heart. And whenever your heart is glad, whenever your heart is thankful, that is far beyond than some monetary gift that you can give God. The Lord right now is saying that your sacrifices, at this time it would be either a bull or a lamb or whatever you have that was valuable, or some sort of offering, the Lord is not interested in. And then it says, my ears you have opened, or my understanding, burnt offering and sin offering you did not require. The Lord is saying right now exactly what He wants as an offering, and that is thanksgiving. And the sacrifices of our God are these, as mentioned in Psalms 51, verses 17. True sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. These, O God, you will not despise. So right now the Lord is saying that He will not let you down. He will not despise you. He will not leave you. He won't turn your back against you. All you have to do is come as you are before God. There's nothing greater that you can offer to the Lord besides your heart and your true heart and nothing else, because the Lord is not interested in anything else. He's not. What can you give the Most High? Something that He doesn't have. He has every single thing. Now, does He have your attention? Does He have your time? Does He have your love? All these things are things that the Lord desires. Does He have your love, your loyalty? These are some of the things that the Lord wants. Does He have your thankful heart? And all these things that I just finished mentioning, there are opposites to every single thing that I just mentioned. I'm going to show you a few of them found in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 2. Let us beware to not be guilty of any of these. It says, for men will be lovers of themselves, speaking of the latter days, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, and here we go, unthankful, unholy. These are all the types of people that we are surrounded by right now. Who do you know that does not love money? It seemed like everything is about money. And it's somewhat embedded in us ever since young. You know, for us to establish ourselves, for us to get a career, for us to work hard, right? Raise a family, live a good life. And there is nothing wrong with that. There is nothing wrong with a blessed person. Absolutely not. I am not preaching against blessing. Is whenever man puts money above God, above every single thing that is spiritual, that's where the problem is. Right now, a lot of people are so more concerned about their career, about their degree, about their formal education, and they leave God behind. They forget about the Lord. And this is opposite for thankfulness. This is unthankfulness. There are a lot of people that go the wrong way because they're steered based upon what everybody's doing, what society, what mom and dad wants, what people expect of me. And they forget about their God. I want to bring an attention right now to a person who you could just about say that turned their back on God when they were called upon. But the Lord got their attention. The Lord got His attention, I should say. And they turned around very, very quick due to some very strange circumstances. And I mean strange to the fullest degree. And what I'm about to show you is in the book of Jonah, chapter 2, verses 9. And this, listen to what Jonah said. But I will sacrifice to you with the voice of thanksgiving. I want to pause right here and I want to come back to this verse in just a moment. Notice what it says. I will sacrifice to you, not a bull, not a sheep, not a lamb, not talents of gold or silver or bronze, right? What can you sacrifice to the Lord? Your heart, your honesty, all that who you are. Mind you, back to the verse. But I will sacrifice to you with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay what I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. Amen. Jonah came back to consecration and obedience to God. And the Lord spoke to the fish, the big fish, to vomit him out as a result. See there? Jonah right now is found in a very peculiar situation. He made a vow to the Lord. He said, Lord, I am going to serve you. And I am going to praise you. And I am going to honor you. And the Lord heard. Because it came from the bottom of his heart. Notice the Bible doesn't say here that, Lord, I will give you 10%, 20, 30, 50% of my riches. I'm going to work for you and I'm going to do all of this. No. With his voice, speaking, thankfulness. Now, is thanksgiving given in combination with other spiritual sacrifices is what I want to ask right now. When we give thanks, when we do the sacrificial thanksgiving, can you combine it with other things? Yes? That's right, Tom. Absolutely. Let me show you this verse right now that we all know, which comes from Philippians chapter 4, verses 6. Be anxious for nothing. But here we go. But in everything by prayer and supplication. And then it says, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. Right? Have you ever stopped and think about why is thanksgiving added to the very end of the list here of what we should do? Do you think it's something that is important for our God, for our Lord? I talk about this all the time. The late Pastor Thurman Scrivener, who would always say, praise the Lord. Before he starts speaking, before any sentence that he would say, the very first thing that would come out of his mouth would be, praise the Lord. And I went to his funeral service a few weeks ago, and there were men that would always be around him who would travel with him. Some of the men led the service and they spoke. And I walk in there. I was the first one to arrive. I got there a couple of hours before. And as soon as I come in, first thing they say, praise the Lord. Hi, brother. Yes, praise the Lord. Yeah. And they answer my question, praise the Lord. It's like Thurman all over again. You know, they're followers. That's how they do it. And I think it's a beautiful thing. Amen? But getting back to Philippians 4:6. It says that we are commanded here to let all requests be made known to God with thanksgiving. Amen. For us not to worry, for us not to fear, for us not to be anxious is the word that is being used right now about making our requests for our material needs, for our physical needs. I'm going to also include our spiritual needs and also our wants. Everything that concerns us in this life at any given time. At any given time, don't be anxious for it. Don't worry. Don't fear. But by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, speak to your God. Make your requests. Ask the Lord. Amen? I want to show you a verse right now that speaks about something a little bit more along the spiritual side of things, which comes from Colossians chapter 4, verses 2, that says this: continue earnestly in prayer. And then it says, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving. I find this verse to be very interesting. And I'm going to break this verse down real quick here, and I'm going to go through a set of verses right now that's going to back up Colossians 4:2. Colossians 4:2 says, continue earnestly in prayer. Continue. Earnestly, you can even think of as all of your heart. And I have it broken down here. The word continue in Greek is, I'm going to try to pronounce this, proskartereo, which is to be earnest toward a thing. You know how to be earnest towards something. Yes? Persevere. Be constantly diligent. Attend to it continually or regularly. Amen? This is what it says for us to continue. This is what it means, I'm sorry, to continue earnestly. And then it says in prayer, but not just prayer, don't pray about it. Watch. Be vigilant. And then it caps it off with thanksgiving. You see, if all this would be practiced exactly this way, as Colossians 4:2 says, it would be easy for us to do a lot of things. I'm going to show you a set of three verses right now, back to back, that is going to explain this. The first one is we'd be able to mortify the members. What exactly do I mean by that? To put down the flesh. To mortify your evil nature. The things that you want to do, but you know you're not supposed to, and sometimes you have a hard time suppressing those feelings, those wants, those cravings. I want to show you right now Colossians 3, verses 5. Therefore, mortify. Put to death your members which are on the earth. And then it gives you a list: fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desires, and covetousness, which is idolatry. You want to know something else? You can put off the old man. In addition to that, now in verses 8, I'm ready for that verse, please. But now, you yourselves are to put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language, out of your mouth. And when that happens, you put on the new man, which speaks in verses 10. May I have that, please? And have put on the new man, who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him. Amen? All these things right now, they stem from the fourth verse of Colossians, Colossians 4:2, that says, continue earnestly in prayer without ceasing. Persevere in prayer. But not just prayer, watch. Be vigilant. And when you do all of this, be thankful. And all these things and so many other things we can benefit from just this formula right now. Husbands would submit to Christ. Wives would submit to their husbands in love. And also husbands to love their wives without bitterness. Children, they would obey their parents. The Word of God says, servants and masters, which in today's day and age would be employers and their employees. They would get along. And all of a sudden, we would be victorious. We would be happy. We would conquer. Amen? I want to show you right now Psalms 92, verses 1, that says this. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High. I want to get back now to the topic of thanksgiving. It's important for us to pray. It's extremely important for us to remain vigilant. But we must never, ever, ever forget to praise the Lord, to give Him thanks, to have a thankful heart continually. It is good to praise the Lord. It's one of the best things that you can do on a day-to-day basis. It's offering Him praise as a spiritual sacrifice. Thanksgiving can be offered in a form of prayer or in a form of praise. Did you know that prayer, praise, and thanksgiving are almost inseparable? They're almost inseparable. Prayer, praise, and thanksgiving. Now think about your life, your prayer life, your thanksgiving life. Is your prayer life missing thanksgiving? Is your praise life missing thanksgiving? And I ask that very, very earnestly. Sometimes we might just go with the flow, go with the motion, and just clap hands and sing the songs because everybody's doing, because this is the time to do it. This is the time in the service. Is it really coming from the heart? When you praise God, do you have Him in mind? Do you think about His goodness, about His love? Do you think about the things that He has done for you? Or even what He has done for you lately? Is there a form of thanksgiving in your heart? Prayer, praise, and thanksgiving are not three different things. They're just about inseparable. And they are most often offered together if we are doing it right. Always remember that when you pray, pray also with a thankful heart. I'm not saying that there's something wrong for us to pray in times of distress, in times of worry, in times of need. No. But the Word of God says, be anxious for nothing, right? But in all things, right, with prayer, supplication, and thanksgiving, make your requests known to God. Amen? Thankfulness. Did you know that thankfulness is a peace offering? As mentioned in the Old Testament? I found that to be pretty awesome when I learned that. Basically, the peace offering in the Leviticus days, is what thankfulness is. It's something that is very important to the Lord ever since, I'm just going to say, the beginning of time. I'm going to show you right now Leviticus chapter 7, verses 11 through 13. This is the law of the sacrifice of peace offerings which he shall offer to the Lord. Here we go. If he offers it for a thanksgiving, then he shall offer with a sacrifice of thanksgiving unleavened cakes mixed with oil, unleavened wafers anointed with oil, or cakes of blended flour mix with oil. Besides the cakes, as his offering, he shall offer leavened bread with the sacrifice of thanksgiving of his peace offering. It doesn't get any clearer than that. Amen? The peace offering right now spoken here in Leviticus is just thankfulness. Offering thankfulness, praises to God. God wants you to be thankful. The Lord wants you to be thankful for what you have. The Lord wants you to be thankful for what He has blessed you with. In every single situation, we must never forget thankfulness. You know why? Because it produces peace in your life. It glorifies God. And when you glorify the Lord, you have peace. In every angle, in every single situation. Let me show you right now, 1 Timothy chapter 2, first two verses, please. Therefore, I exhort first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercession, and, you can't forget, giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. Amen? So, you wish to have peace in your life? Is your life right now under turmoil? Are you going through a particular situation? Are you uncertain about tomorrow? Well, I'm here to say something to you this evening right now. Offer the Lord some praise. But don't just simply offer Him praise. Offer to Him with a thankful heart. Bless His holy name. It is good to praise the Lord in any given situation. Brother Dion, can you put up again, once again, Psalms 92 verses 1. I want to read that once again so we all can understand what I'm talking about. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and also and to sing praises to your name, O Most High. It is good for you, it is good for me, it is good for all of us to always offer praises to our God all day long in any given situation you're caught in. Bless His holy name. Amen. I want to conclude right now with this verse that is found in Hebrews chapter 13, verses 15. It's my final verse for the evening. And it says, therefore, by Him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God. That is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. Amen. I just want to share with you now, I just want to say right away that there's nothing wrong with offering the Lord a monetary gift. There is nothing wrong with money. You worked for that money. You earned. You worked hard for that. Say, Lord, I am blessing the ministry. I am blessing this particular individual. I am blessing this family. I am blessing this ministry. There's nothing wrong with that. Absolutely not. There is nothing wrong with you investing your time. Say, Lord, I'm going to volunteer my time and donate my time and efforts to work on the house of God, to pick up this brother and this sister and bring them to church or drop them back off. There is nothing wrong with that. And God honors that. And God blesses that. So let us not get things confused. What I'm specifically talking right now is a thankful heart. And one of the ways that you can offer the Lord a sacrificial praise is through your lips. I want to read that final verse once again of Hebrews chapter 13, verses 15 that says this, therefore by Him let us continually, offer the sacrifice of praise to God. And then it specifies it. The fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His, and I'm going to say, holy name. To the holy name of the Lord God Almighty. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let's conclude with a word of prayer. Lord, we bless your holy name. Lord, we exalt you. And Lord, as I always say, thank you. Thank you so much, Lord, for this beautiful day. Thank you so much, Lord, for your provisions. Thank you so much, Lord, for watching over us, for keeping us safe on the road, at work, at home, while we sleep. Lord, you watch over us continuously. You never take your eyes, Lord, off of us. And Lord, help us to be appreciative of that. Help us, Lord, to be thankful. Help us, Lord, to be reminded that you are always in control of every single situation. And for that alone, Lord, I am so thankful. And may we all also be very thankful, Lord, for you love us so much. You care for us, Lord, so much. Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much. And I pray, Lord, for everyone here this evening and for everyone, Lord, watching this right now, I pray, Lord, that they will learn to always, Lord, have a thankful heart. For your praises, Lord, to be always in our lips, offering, Lord, the sacrifices of our lips to you, because you deserve it, Lord. You deserve it all. Lord, we love you. Lord, we praise you. And Lord, we bless your holy name. And it is in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.